Blog Talk Radio.
Adventurous.
It was, and we definitely want to hear. We want to hear about it.
No.
So.
No. I'm gonna got in trouble last week playing with y'all. Y'all be trying to get me every week, man. Okay, go ahead, T-Bone. Let me hear what the topic is today.
Now the topic for today is when choosing between two relationships. What's more important, true love or financial stability? Well, we talked about love. Now, love is very important in a relationship because without the foundation of love, there is no relationship and the relationship won't last. I think, though, we have to have a little bit of both. In my opinion, your partner, your life partner, should also be a business partner as well because if we notice, the main cause of divorce is financial. So if love can overpass that, why is divorce so high in our country? Because obviously people are having problems with not having finance over money. Let's say what they say, money without money.
With no romance.
It ain't gonna make no difference.
There
when you broke, you mad. It ain't no way around
basically.
It.
Pissed off all the way.
All the time.
And I can vouch for that because I had one that was real pissed off when he was broke.
with a black man broke, you can't do nothing right. I don't care if you're putting it down.
You got that misconstrued because it's a different when you say a black man broke. He might be pissed off.
I think it's a man.
But nah, a real black man, he gonna have to go. He gotta know how to go out there and get it. He ain't gonna be mad because he can't be mad at nobody but himself. So a little boy might be mad because he broke. I ain't gonna wait for
it. But it be like that sometimes, and sometimes it takes a minute to get any business going. If you're trying to do your own business, sometimes it takes a minute to get that business going off, and sometimes you can have that frustration while you're trying to go ahead and get certain things together. Now, what I don't like is when you and them come together and y'all both broke together, and then when they finally get some money, they get brand new.
Now, they do that. They do that sometimes.
And I'm going to tell you a story about a situation that I had with somebody who got brand new. And I talk about this person quite a bit on the show, but I never mentioned his name. But
they got their taxes back.
No.
They got their taxes back.
Because you know how they get their tax season.
Well, a bitch kicked me out and everything, but she got her taxes back, but she kicked me out and everything. I was like, well, give me back my TV and $300 I put on it. I put on you pay the down payment on the house or whatever. I told her to give me back my half of that money, and I want my flat screen back because flat screen had just came out then. I wanted that back. And when I came home from work, she had on left the money on top of the stove. She be texting me to this day.
She needed that back
what
the next month, though, didn't she? She needed that.
Yeah, she looking crazy. Month. She looking crazy now. Not she listening to that Drake song. What that Drake new song is? Like, girl, how about now? Because I'm up right now.
I like that. I just heard it today.
Well, I had an experience with an ex who, once he got financially stable, he didn't really break up with me, but he started changing. You know what I'm saying? They started acting brand new. So he was
right.
A personal trainer. And he started training some of the celebrities here in Atlanta, Usher, some couple of guys from 112. This guy named Divine Stevenson. Divine is a big choreographer in Atlanta, and him and Divine grew up together. So he started getting a lot of celebrity business through them. But when we started dating, he wasn't doing all that. I was in my younger 20s, and we did date for a while, about 5 years. I mentioned him on the show a couple of times. And he started getting brand new, hanging around with certain people. Celebrity, you know, he started thinking, he thought he was one of them. You know, he was going out with them,
He was hanging with men celebrities? It was men celebrities or women celebrities?
He said it was men, but ain't no telling. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
going
to sit up here. Yeah, but, you know, he started to get a little brand new. You know, started acting funny because the money was rolling in, the dough was coming in. You know, he was still helping around and doing certain things financially. You know, they start throwing their money around, too. That's what y'all do, too, throwing money at you to shut you up, thinking that's going to be appropriate. But he ended up losing a lot of his clients and certain things was going down because him and the guy who he met fell out. And it was a whole nother story. You seen a whole nother different point of him. But my thing is, don't when you do get money, any guys out there listening who was broke at one time, not necessarily broke, was just okay, and then they started getting money, male or female, you need to keep your surroundings, because sometimes when you go up, you will fall too. So don't shit on nobody when you go up.
Right.
So that's
the truth. Right.
But
I agree.
So getting back to the topic of the financial choosing true love or financial stability, I think it comes a little bit hand in hand. I don't, you know, Tina Turner said, "What love got to do with it?" You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to choose. You know, a lot of people say, "Okay, you can't have both." I don't know if that's true because I've yet to see both. I've had guys who had money, and then I had guys who didn't have money. And sometimes the ones that don't have money do pay more attention to you a little bit more, because the ones that do have money out there trying to get and trying to sustain certain things and
right.
sustain
it's,
certain
it's,
lifestyle.
But he
like
ain't
I said,
the
my
fact to maintain.
Shit,
it ain't the fact to maintain.
He had
so
money.
You speaking? You trying to speak
and
from a woman's point of view?
Where
you just spoke on it saying a guy with money out there trying to maintain a certain, he ain't trying to maintain a certain lifestyle. He's just trying to make sure that he has stability in his life. So the man that's broke, that's sitting around, of course he got enough time to sit around and be up under your ass, because I ain't going to have no time to do that, because I'm trying to get me some money. So that's out the door, that part out the door. Ain't no way a man with money going to have time, enough time for you. Especially if both of y'all getting money, it ain't gonna work.
I'm not saying it like how you saying it as far as being up under me. I'm saying they start trying to. This is from my experience, because the last person I dated had money.
Right.
When he had that money, he was around here trying to maintain a certain lifestyle that. He was living check to check and doing certain things, hanging out in the bar, going on vacation, going on certain traveling expenses. But he was trying to maintain a certain lifestyle because that's what he did.
Why didn't he involve you in any of that? Were these business trips or were he just doing it?
Some of them were he just doing it. Some of them was business trip. I was involved in some of it, but I think. I'm like I said, I met him when he didn't have anything, And when he started getting certain things, he started changing. And changing, I mean, not even changing his behavior or changing his lifestyle, his behavior started changing as well. Him telling you, well, you know, I'm doing this, or, you know, throwing certain things in your face, when a lot of that stuff that he was able to get, I helped him get some of the stuff before he started doing well. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I see what you're trying to
no.
say.
Right. I just don't want you to change your behavior towards me. I understand that you're going to work, and I don't have a problem with working. I have a problem with you changing your behavior towards me, how you treat me, or how you talk to me. Are you talking down to me? Are you throwing certain things in my face because you have done certain things and you forget what I did to help you? Even if you go into a relationship, me and you in a relationship and I come in a relationship and you got money and I don't, there's no need for me to come in a relationship looking at your financial stability or going into the relationship just for your money. It should always be love. But I do think that both of them play a good role in there. As far as, like I said, you can't have a good relationship if your finance is not great, because it's going to be an argument all the time. It's going to be a situation. You can't go do this. You can't do that because your money situation is not great. So both of them are needed. But if I was supposed to be able to choose, most people would choose true love over financial. What's your opinion, Mel? What would you do? What would you choose? Would you choose the financial or would you choose true love?
You know what? Honestly, I would choose true love. Because, you know,
we agree on something. Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, I would really choose true love, because it really ain't nothing like true love, man. You can have all the money in the world and still be the in the worst feeling
most
ever.
Unhappy person.
You know, right now, you know, I'm not super financially stable or whatever, but I got a little bread right now. And
right.
I can't even find nobody to go hang out with or go do anything like that with. And it gets frustrating at night, like when like 10 o'clock, 10:30 hit, everybody else on the phone, movie time with my boo, you know, I can't do that.
Is it your
only thing I can do? It's not by choice. It's just motherfuckers just think I ain't shit.
Well, you might not be.
Right, okay,
that.
Yeah, we got a tweet coming in for you. We got a tweet, ma'am.
Lord, how much? Here go to E12.
it is
for me?
Yeah, it actually for T-Bone tonight. The person
okay.
asked, what T-Bone, the gentleman that you, since you speak of him a lot, was that someone that you were in love with, and did they actually hurt you in the current situation?
It was somebody I cared about. I wouldn't say love. I don't think I ever been in love. We are still friends today, and we talk almost every day, but we have not been together for a while. But, at the time he did hurt me because of certain situation, and I know I helped him quite a bit while he was going through certain things. Now, I'm not saying when he was going up financially he didn't help me. I have tons of stuff that he did for me while we was together. I have purses that cost money. I have certain things that I have that last forever. But I would have chosen him to. I would have wanted him to be financially stable, but I also wanted him to be the person he was to me as far as the respect level. I thought that after a while, the respect level went down. You know what I'm saying? For both of us, because I didn't have too much respect for him no more after I saw how the money changed him.
Okay. The next one, Mel, this one is actually for you. Have you ever been in a situation to where you actually had to help somebody, where you was like basically that Captain Kirk?
Always that person, because it ain't Captain Save-A-Ho with me or none of that. It's just a fact, though, that I'm a genuine person, and I do what a man's supposed to do. If I'm with a woman, I got her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't have to, I can get out. It's still, chivalry isn't dead. I open doors. I get out the car.
That's
I bump your gas. I would even order your food for you at a restaurant because I know I can look at you at the, from the conversations we had before dinner. When we sit down and look at the menu, I can tell exactly, I can tell you what you like because I've had conversation with you before we've had dinner. So, with that being said, it's not a thing about Captain Save-A-Ho. It's about being a man and standing up as a man. So, yeah, okay. I've saved some motherfuckers. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a call on the phone. I'm going to have to invite her in. I want her opinion on if she will choose financial stability or love, or true love in this relationship. I have Precious on the line. Precious, are you there?
Yes,
Precious. Well, yeah, Precious. What's up, Precious?
Well, yeah, Precious.
I'm here, Precious.
Are you Precious, though? Are you Precious? I don't know too many women named Precious.
That's why I'm sure you don't, but it's because that the ones that are named Precious are usually that.
All right.
I didn't even hear that.
Okay.
So Precious, the topic tonight, when choosing between two relationships, what's more important, true love or financial stability? What's your opinion on that? Let's talk about
it. I feel like in life, you know, your idea of what a relationship, whether it should be love or finance, is based on the person that you meet, usually. And I feel like it can change over time. But for me, I would rather have finance because, like you said, if you're financially stable, it makes it easier to be in love because you don't have to worry about when the lights are going to get turned off and things like that. But, I mean, I would rather have a man that's financially stable. He doesn't have to be rich, but I just need him to be secure.
Okay. That's good.
Okay,
that's a good
honest answer. We actually have another tweet right quick, and this one is actually for me. And they want to know, why am I so quiet? Wow, and is this a sensitive subject for me? Well,
everything is sensitive for you.
You might be right.
Precious, I'm going to have you stay on the line for a second. I'm going to let Nikki answer that question, then I have a question for you, Precious. Well, my opinion on it is I prefer growing with somebody personally. So, I mean, maybe we struggle together, we'll actually appreciate when we do gain something. And I know at our age right now, we should be at a point to what we probably should already be established, but if we're not, we should be leaning towards that. So I wouldn't mind growing with someone, and then of course I would love him more by me struggling with him, knowing that time with dog, I would like somebody to get cut off, you know, but we made it through. So I guess that's kind of, you know, that's where I sit with this subject. I'm looking for, my ideal man would be somebody who I have to grow with, you know. But if we both already at a point in our lives, we both can bring something to the table, which I think at this point, this is pretty much where we probably would be at, but we both have something to offer. I think that's where love come in. That's just me. I would love him unconditionally just because we both work to earn something together. So, okay.
Yeah, I hope I answered
that question for
you.
That's a logical explanation.
It is a logical explanation, but sometimes it's not always what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? You're either going to find, at our age, you either going to find somebody who's just hard down on their luck or somebody who's stable. And like Precious said, not somebody who's rich, but at least financially stable. That way, y'all don't have to be struggling at the age that we are, because we all are in our 30s. You know, so that way. So the question for you, Precious, do you think it's hard to find both financial and love in one person?
No, I agree with Nikki where she says if you struggle together, you stay together. I feel like it makes it easier to love someone that you know that you struggle with. And you can find someone that may be down in their luck right now, and even if you're secure, as long as they have the motivation to want to do something. That's the whole point. If they're not motivated, you know, nobody, they're definitely not going to get any money because they're not going to want to do anything.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your time. Well, we actually have another caller.
Fresh.
That's right. Great job, Precious. Thank you, Precious. Thank you so much, Precious. We do have another caller. It's TK.
TK, where you at?
I'm here.
TK.
What's up, TK?
Besides Hello,
you,
how are you?
Jim.
I am. Thank you
for calling in, TK.
Girl.
You know,
what's your Instagram, girl?
the topic, when choosing between two relationships, what's more important, true love or financial stability? What's your opinion on that, TK?
My opinion is financial stability. And the reason I say that, like similar to what Nikki said, I can't really, you know, at this point in life, you either going to have it or you're not going to have it.
I know that, right.
The definition of financial, it depends on what your definition of financial stability. My definition is not saying you're able to provide me a whole bunch of luxury, but you have your priorities in the right place so that you're not out buying me a Louis Vuitton bag when our bills aren't paid or when our debt is astronomical. I still have student loans and you're not trying to figure out a way to pay it. So, but, of course, I want to be in love. But sometimes money may make you fall in love.
Money make you fall in love. Money
not
make
me.
You calm.
Rick
Ross had a song called Money Make
but
You Calm.
If you think about most marriages when they fail, it's because of finances.
Finances.
It's either finances.
Right.
That's a large problem in relationships. And it doesn't mean that you're saying, like I said, it doesn't mean, okay, you have this, you have that. In a dollar figure, it's where you are mentally and where you want to be. So I was raised that you couldn't be unequally yoked. And with that meaning, it wasn't also meaning religion or your goals and spiritual. It was everything. So I'm a go-getter. So I couldn't marry somebody who wasn't a go-getter just like me. So it would be a waste of time if I sit here and say, I'm the one out here pushing and making moves and you ain't got the same thought process. You know, so,
okay, so
all of that, it'll kill love. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in a relationship, love going to die. And so the thing about it is you fall in and out of love with somebody constantly.
You do?
Of course, yes.
I've been in love three times. And I'm 38 years old, and I've been in love three times. My childhood love.
Every damn.
the first time I was like 15, 16. You can't be going around falling in love with everybody. You falling in love with the money.
No, I'm not saying you falling. You can fall in and out of love with that with a particular person. So I'm not saying I'm in love with this person, that person. I'm saying throughout a relationship. Throughout a relationship, the thing that we normally say falling in love is that gaga Google feeling, and it's more to love than just that. But a lot of people they have a misconception of what falling in love is or being in love with somebody. So, once again, if you know that I need financial stability and you want to be with me and you love me,
Then you look your way if they ain't got no money.
No, I mean, I didn't say that they don't have money. They got to have some form of goals and a true process to meet those goals, not just saying, I want this and I want that. It means I'm willing to go out and do what it takes to have it.
It's a lot of women don't think like that.
Well, how do they
they have to be a go-getter. But at the same time, it's a lot of women that don't think like that. Where they say, when they meet a man these days, they don't want to. It's a lot of them that don't really care about your aspiring goals or where you want to be in life 5 years from now or 2 years from now. They're more as to speak of what you got right now, what you bring to the table right now. And that makes it hard for a goal-oriented guy like me, because I'm aspiring to be somebody soon, and I'm 38 years old. You're never too late to start.
Right.
But But I have stability like what you're talking about. Plus, I got a bank account. But
anybody can have a bank account. Do you have some money in the bank account?
I got like three of them. So
are they
the point.
Are they
matched? What your Instagram is, we'll find out if they match.
I mean, I don't need your money. I got my money. I'm keeping.
I'm trying to tell you, we can sit down and pay for our food separately.
Oh no, I don't do that.
Oh no, you gonna pay for my food?
So who we got on this phone?
I mean, the least you could do. Pay for a meal. I'm not asking
TK?
You to pay my mortgage and my car note.
She's talking about TK.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So,
meal,
your thoughts is you would choose financial stability over true love. Because, you know, we will put this question out on Facebook today. A lot of people said they'll choose true love over financial stability. And you're absolutely correct. Financial stability just do not mean that you're a millionaire. It means that you're financially stable to handle your household bills. Your lights won't be get cut off.
Right.
And I think a lot of people might have confused it to somebody who's rich.
I want you to write a check to Georgia Power and put love on there and see what they do.
And you're not living check to check.
Look, get what? TK don't want to be in love.
I'm in love. But he also
can't. You in love with his stability.
No.
Okay,
If he went broke right now, TK. His job totally shut down, and if he don't have a lick of money, he goes to the unemployment office. The unemployment office, the max they're going to give you at unemployment is probably $300 a week. I don't know what the going rate is these days because I don't have to do that. But if he did that and he sits around and tries to find a job, would you deal with him or would the anger increase throughout the household if he's there every day and he's online sending out applications everywhere, but you're bringing home and you're the go-getter?
What I would do?
With the tension,
no, I would not, because what he's allowed me to do is build my finances, so I can hold him down, carry the weight until he gets where he needs to be. It ain't gonna be no this and that. That's part of being in a relationship, and that doesn't have anything to do with love. That has to do with responsibilities and doing what you're supposed to do in a household, within your household.
You're married.
Mm. Am I? Not yet.
Right.
I will be.
Mm-hmm.
See, is that mm-hmm. weird?
You were ready to answer that question
so fast.
Did
why
you
am
ask
I not
me
married?
Why
I
am I married?
No, I wouldn't care. Yeah, but it is the fact that I was trying to make a point.
Y'all live together? Yes.
How long y'all been living together?
2 years.
Mm. Well, you're going in too much with that girl personal business.
No, I'm not. We're trying to break it down into the fact that we're knowing. We're trying to figure this out, T-Bone.
Okay.
It's a talk show radio. I'm supposed to ask questions like this.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out where her head is, where she's been with a guy for 2 years and she feels like it's okay. If he's held her down this long and he goes broke all of a sudden, she's there to hold him down for 2 years.
He's not going to go broke. If you have yourself situated financially, that means you're living, first of all, below your means, and you're not really just blowing all of your money. You wouldn't just go broke from losing your job. The problem is somebody living check to check. That's not the lifestyle that we live. What's going to happen is we built the cushion, and that means you have a whole year to do what you need to do.
You told him he got a whole year.
No. I'm saying
he got a whole year.
I'm saying what our finances will sustain. We have a
whole year put up, and then what'll happen at that point?
I'm capable of paying all our bills. The thing is, I'm capable of paying them. It'd be different if I wasn't capable. But just having somebody just laying up on my sofa, doing that, whatever, that ain't gonna kill.
After that year has gone, with the tension rise, and the guys that you work around at your job that make a substantial amount of money, like almost more than what he makes or whatever, they start looking appealing to you, the ones that be flirting with you every day at your job?
No.
Do they start looking appealing to you?
When you have a commitment, no. Finances don't, it's not what draws me into something.
Oh,
you're saying lies.
She lying. What you gonna say?
She's probably talking to a dude at work right. She's talking to a dude at work right now, man. She's probably at work chilling like, listen, though.
Well, I'm telling her, look, you can't handle it. That's what I'm saying. No, nobody,
exactly. See, look, you just said you can't. You don't tell no other man that when you're in a relationship, you can't handle it. That's grounds for me to pursue. I want to know if I can't handle it.
Can we find another caller? No, I'm just kidding.
We have one.
Oh, my God. Okay, TK, thank you so much for calling in. I know Mel
thank
got
you, TK.
To talk to you today, but that's what he do. We appreciate
that's
your
okay.
call.
Thank you,
okay,
TK. We love you.
We love you, TK. Thank you. We have another caller on the line.
And it's a male.
And it's a male, and we play. The topic is, what's more important, true love or financial stability?
All right, Jerry.
Jerry, you on the line.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
What up?
Doing good. Thanks for calling in. So what would you choose? Would you choose true love or financial stability if you was to have two, if you had two picks, that's female two, what would you choose as a male? True love or financial stability?
I mean, love is love off top. It got to be love.
Man, tell him, Jerry.
As a man, that's how you're supposed to be raised. You're supposed to be raised to take care of yourself. So, you know, if you looking for a woman for anything else, you a user. And you really ain't a man in my eyes. You a bitch-ass nigga. Excuse my language.
Tell him, bro. Tell him.
The way we raised, if you a real man, you raised to take care of yourself, handle your own business. If you there for any other reason, use a bitch ass nigga. Using. That's just it.
You damn right.
And it's just that simple. It really ain't that complicated. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna sit around and be with you if I don't love you. Cause the way my mind
exactly.
I'm gonna get my own, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? Truthfully, honestly, I'm dying to out, y'all. Shit. And I admit, when me and Nick was together, it was some down and out times with me, but I didn't sit on my ass and dwell on it. I got down, you know what I'm saying, did what I had to do to get dumped. And I thank her for that.
But
if you turn around with a woman for any other reason besides love, you was a bitch ass nigga. Point blank.
Well, here's the question I have for you. Here's the question I have for you, Jerry. My question is, if you had a woman, would you prefer a woman who out there trying to get it or a woman you got to take care of?
I want her to get it. I mean, I want her to do what makes her happy. If she want to be at home and that make her happy, that's cool. But if she want to be out there and getting it, that's cool with me, too. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't have a problem.
Make her happy, but
are you
not going to
be
lying
for herself? Cause you love her for herself, right, Jerry?
What's up?
You love her
what's
for herself,
mean?
Right? You love her for herself,
yeah,
so she can do what she wants.
I'm a man, so I'm not looking for what she brings to the table. Cause I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
The way my mind set up,
I'm not trying to depend on no woman for nothing. I'm not trying to depend on nobody for nothing. So my whole thing is what makes her happy. If she want to be at home and be a full-time mommy and chill, that's good. But if she want to work, that's good, too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to let that dictate what I do and, you know what I'm saying, what my income is. And like I said, any nigga that was sitting around and want to live off a woman is not a man.
He totally correct.
Okay, this is what I agree with TK, the previous caller, as far as you building something together. Me as a woman, we want somebody who's financially stable. But as in today's world, both man and woman are coming to the table with something. Now, a woman coming to the table and they already came in expecting you to take care of them, I think that's a problem too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should have something for themselves, no matter what, because you meet people who don't, like back in the older days, when they say divorces are higher now than it is back in the days, parents, mothers stayed home and raised the kids, and the man went out and worked. But a lot of times, why the divorce rate was so low back then is because the woman had to financially depend upon that man. She had no other means but to stay at home. If the man was out cheating, beating her, the man was doing all kind of stuff to her, they could not leave because they had no financial stability to go anywhere else with those
kids. That's all lies. That's all lies.
Okay, we got it.
My daddy was with my mama.
This is why I don't want to get into that. I ain't gonna say it.
Wait, look, I'm gonna tell you like this. My mama was with my daddy.
Go ahead, man. We'll take the tweet in a minute. Go ahead,
babe. All right. My mama was with my daddy for 55 years. It wasn't because she couldn't get out and do for herself. She did. It was never we struggled. But the stability was there. We had the bills were paid. We had a roof on our head. I had clothes and shoes for school. We had cars. We went on trips. But we stayed within our means. He didn't beat my mama. He didn't control my mama. My mama wanted to do that. My mama wanted to cook dinner and go to work. My mama worked at a restaurant and made tips. But that money she made for those tips, she didn't have to bring it to the table. These days, these women don't listen to these Beyonce songs and all of this independent woman, all that type of stuff. That's where they fucked up at right now.
And that's the thing right there.
They think they can do what men do. God didn't put you here for you to be a man. You put you here for you to be a woman. And they don't want to believe in that because they feel they're so headstrong and they're so dependent on themselves. But soon they find that they ain't independent as they think they is. When they need a man, that's when they go to crying and whining about shit that don't really count and don't matter. So you can miss me with all the extras.
And male, I'm gonna interrupt because that's your parents and that's your situation. But I know a situation in the older days I'm not gonna say who. She told me, she said if she had the situation now, she would have left her husband. Her husband had two babies on her with somebody else while they were married with another woman. But because she didn't work, because she stayed home, she said she did not want to see her kids out there. They were married for 50-some years too. Her husband died of an aneurysm, and he became better once they got older because then he also went into the church and started being he was a pastor before he died. And as a matter of fact, when I went to his funeral, Creflo Dollar was at his funeral because he had did so much for Creflo. He helped Creflo get into the business, and Creflo did a lot
of
stuff.
That's fine and cool. That's fine and cool, but he wasn't no man from the beginning.
What you mean?
That's the thing right here. Nobody wants to compromise. Everybody wants to be like, I'm independent. I don't need nobody and all that. That's a lie.
Right.
Don't nobody want to be by themselves. So y'all can say all that good stuff, and it sounds good, but at the end of the day, don't nobody want to be by themselves, so you compromise. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You come to the table. If you love somebody, that's what you're going to do.
You accept the imperfections that person has. That's all you got to do.
Okay, guys. Let me reiterate on both of you guys. I'll just go to Jerry, too. I want to talk to both of you guys. Now, further as being independent. Now, Mayor, I understand your situation with your parents. But now my parents were married, and we had a good life. But my parents got a divorce. So, therefore, how a lot of these independent women came along was like my mama. My mama raised me because she raised me to be an independent woman. And, Jerry, you know me.
That's because she had got built after divorce.
I was right. No, but let me tell you. But that's why I'm independent to this day. It's not because
of a man. Is your mama with a man now?
I had...
with a man now? Is she married again? Is your mama married again right now? She's single right now?
No. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I know.
But
she's been bitter since that divorce ever since. She ain't never wanted no man since then, and now she want one. But it's too late to get him.
How you figure that?
Well, you know, it ain't really too much a man can do for her right now because she's so independent. She don't need to pay no bills. She don't need to put really nothing because, you know, she really ain't having sex. She might be trying to have sex, but she really ain't. Tell your mama to call in.
Okay,
I know
she's
listening.
Well, that's what I was saying when it comes to when I was about the independent, why some of us are so independent, because we were raised like that. Now, my mama didn't tell me, okay, well, Nikki, you don't need to have a man. No, that's not it. But she did raise me to hold my own, you know, where I can take care of me. Basically, it showed me my mama went to college with us. She showed me how to be a woman, a single mother raising two children. Okay, and taught me how to be independent. I'm not saying I don't want a man or I didn't want a man. I'm just saying that at this point, I'm just independent. That's, you know, that's it. It has nothing to do with that. Yes, and I do agree with Jerry when he say about compromising. Yes, you do have to compromise. But he listen.
Well, okay, well, thank you for calling in, Jerry. Now, as we stated earlier, our topic is when choosing between two relationships, would you choose true love over financial stability? Mel say you'll choose true love. Nikki, what did you say? You choose true love or financial stability? Or you said you want?
I would choose true love, but you know, we can build finance together.
Okay.
I also received
another tweet.
Yeah, well, we actually had a caller just to state that really how rich people get divorced all the time, but so they agree with having
exactly
true love. Okay, having true love first.
Nah, the reason rich people get divorced, it'd be like a lot of old people, they marry like a little pretty girl, and then they get old and they go to running over the older dude, and then they divorce and get like half of his bread, and then get the fuck on and go marry a little nigga like me.
You got too many goddamn scenarios
It works. This shit is true. Look at Bruce Jenner. Look at Bruce Jenner and you can start with the Kardashian mama. She started out with Robert Kardashian. He died. God bless the dead. She started dating younger Bruce Jenner. He was an Olympic goddess. God, whatever you call him. She already had them kids, so he came in the picture like, oh, shit, I'm from the marriage. She hot, and I'm a young stud, so boom. So now they done came up. Now they done divorced. Now she dating a little young dude, and now he want to be a girl. So the thing is, that's the way the cookie crumbles. You can look at all these relationships like that. A lot of relationships don't stand the test of time because they didn't grow up in a black relationship back in the day. Those were real relationships on my side of my family, both of my sides of my family. I don't know how anybody else's family worked.
You thought they were real relationships. They were hiding all that stuff
behind closed
doors.
They hid all that bullshit, but get what? We were still together. And that's what it boils down to. We were still together.
We got Joe.
We got Joe on the line. Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, how y'all doing?
How y'all doing tonight? Thanks for calling in. We're doing good. Thanks for calling in. Now, you've been hearing what's more important to you, true love or financial stability when it comes to relationship? If you have two different people, what's important to you?
Well, I'm going to be straightforward. I'm a man's man.
Yes, that's what
a lot of people. I bump heads with a lot of people, especially, you know, women at times, because I'm a man. And I'm going to say straight up, not an opinion, but fact, love is. Now, you got people that have their own definition of what love is, and that's our problems. There's only one definition of love, and there's a lot of categories and guidelines that fall under that. Number one, you got to love yourself to be intelligent enough to go out and pick the right mate, number one.
Right.
Number two, after you pick the right mate, after picking the right mate, you make sure, making sure that they fall under the guidelines as far as what you want. Then after being in that relationship, love come with problems, Love comes with all sorts of things, whether it's finances, whether it's children. And what we do is we confuse love with tolerance. We tolerate a scenario for a while. It be what that man makes, what that woman makes, what that woman's doing, not doing, and vice versa. Back to what one young lady was saying, equally yoked. You got to be equally yoked, number one. Equally, like I said, love yourself to the point where, and a lot of times we don't like to get spiritual, but that's where this all starts at, because only one creator that created this scenario, that's God. And we sit here and we go back and forth with our opinions, but go find the truth. Go find the truth as far as where it began and where it needs to end. No, finances, I don't think so. You sit there, someone said, you got couples that marry because of finances. And if you marry because of finances, guess what? I might as well go on out there and get me a hoe. Boom. You go out there and guess what? You paying for it. And vice versa. He paying for it. You both paying for it. And after it all runs out, after it gets all as old as used up, the whole nine, guess what? You're tired. You've tolerated long enough. You're done. That even happens with love. Another key thing, we talk about falling in love. I don't believe in falling in love. Fall in love, you fall out of love. Fall in bed, fall out of bed. You have to grow with a person, as one person said. You grow with your finances. Because there'll come a time where he's down and out. There'll come a time where she's down and out. And it takes growth. It takes maturity. When you're talking about, like I say, there's guidelines and bylaws that fall under love. It takes maturity in love. Because, see, most people that don't love each other, they don't know how to sit down and talk to each other about what's going on. Well, baby, I'm having a problem with, you know, I need certain things. I want certain
things. Tell them, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, like I say, I'm hitting the nail on the head when I say, no, whoever said finances, I'm sorry. You're gonna say to yourself at home, that nigga crazy. So what? I'll be crazy. No, love does it.
Right.
Like I say, it goes back to a spiritual scenario. God didn't come down here. That's why he came as a baby in a manger, a poor man. So he let you know that my love don't cost a thing, man. My love don't cost a thing, woman. Take this and go with it. And if you're a man, let me tell you something, a man. If y'all say y'all believe in Christ, y'all believe in God as women, guess what? A man heads his household, and not heading his household being chauvinistic, heading his household with love. Baby, I was wrong. Baby, you were right. And in that, she'll find a security, because she knows she got a man that, you know what he'll do? I know my baby wants some things. I'm going to get my butt out here, and I'm going to go to work. But if you have to put a woman have to put herself in a position to even know what that looks like, and so does
and
that man
don't.
Do too. And they don't.
There's a lot of them that don't.
He's right. There's a lot of them that, and men, same way. You got
to
put yourself. If you're in a position where you can't see these things, then guess what? Your mind will be clouded. Your vision will be clouded by, well, yeah, I think I'll take finances over love any day. Go right ahead. See where it gets you. I guarantee you Christ didn't. I guarantee you he didn't. If he was to look down here and look at y'all and say, I love y'all, but you know what? My daddy got all this up here, and y'all ain't shit down here. No, what he did was he went through the trenches with us to show us what love will do for you. The Bible says love casts out all fear. He said, love casts out all fear. So, woman, you just fearing, sitting up wondering where your man paycheck going to come from or bills going to get paid even when it's not there? Guess what? Love him and see what happens. She said, you can't put love on a bill. Yes, you can. Try.
Well, let me ask you this question, Joe. For you as a man to love a woman, you should be want her to be secure as well, as far as bills being paid. That's love. You have to make sure that money coming in the household, certain things are coming as well in the house, groceries and food coming in the household. That comes along with the financial part of the relationship as well. And we're not saying a rich man. I would never say I want a rich man. I'm saying somebody who's financially stable, where they're not living. I don't want nobody who live in check to check, who have to look at me every time I turn around, every time I turn around, because they don't spend all their money on crap, or they, you
well,
know,
that ain't no man.
Somebody who's
now listen to what I just told you. Listen to what I just told you, though. I don't mean to cut you off, but listen to what I just told you about love. A man will love you enough to be sensitive, to not be ignorant. That's why I say you have to have yourself in a position to know what kind of man that God is sending you. He's not going to say,
tell him again,
man. I'm going to go buy me a pair of $300 LeBrons, or $150, $200 pair of Jordans, some Versace, some Gucci, before I go take care of my priorities. Before I go take care of my wife. Even if you got the money, as a man, women are people that like to, women are the creatures that like to receive. So guess what? If that man got $300 extra and the bills are paid, and guess what? It is something that you've been wanting. You know what he going to do? He going to go out and say, baby, I know our money is kind of tight right now, and I could have went and bought, but you know what? I see you had your eye on this pair of shoes, these Jimmy Choos, these red bottoms. I see you had your eye on these, so guess what, baby? You take that money and go get what you need. Because in that world, you know what happens? When that man does something like that, the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. When a man does something like that, you know what happens to him? The Bible says it blesses him. Happy wife, as they say, happy life. Not happy spoiled as wife. Not happy spoiled as wife. I'm not saying that one. Not happy spoiled as wife. I'm talking about
these women spoiled. These women spoiled, Joe. These women spoiled. They spoiled, Joe.
Men and women, both. Men and women. And you know where it goes back to? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Joe. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. But the way how you responded, in my opinion, it sounds like you want both financial. You, as far as a woman, what you would think financial
you're
and
still not
love.
Hearing me. You're not hearing me.
But
that's what. Let me tell you something.
I'm
that's what love
you.
Is.
I'm hearing you.
Love will make a man go out and get it, baby. Love gonna make a man go out. And no. It's not.
You don't want nobody else to have it.
Love makes a man go out. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm a mechanic.
Possible.
I do radio. I do stereos and installs. I work for the corporate office of Home Depot. I draw. I do artwork for tattoo artists. Guess what? Anything to go get some bread, I'm going to do it. Anything to go get some money, I'm going to go do it if I can do it.
Do
promotion. Let me tell you something. That love that I have for the woman that I want to be with, it makes me get up off my behind and go do something. Get
man,
up off my behind
again,
and make sure. It's not about choosing. I'm not choosing finances. I'm choosing love. She's not choosing. Exactly.
Tell
it's
us,
a hand in hand scenario. It's a hand in hand scenario. Because that's what, again, when you love a person enough, you're not going to sit down and be idle. You're going to get up and you're going to make something happen. That's what real love. See, again, people have, again, when I go back to, people got their own definition of love. No,
yeah.
Love
and,
is
and,
one definition.
They do.
True definition.
Your definition five, bro. Your definition five. That real love, bro. That's what I want.
This is what Jesus did. Jesus did this right here. Jesus said this right here.
Oh,
I want you to go and I want you to bring your tithe to the church. Jesus,
right.
Finances is even in the Bible. The Bible say pay yourself. He say pay yourself. So guess what? In a time of need, but when you got a man that loves you, a man that loves himself, he seek God first. And in seeking God, the Bible say first seek ye the kingdom of heaven, all these things will be added to you. So when you seek God, all these things are in you. So guess what? When that woman is sitting there waiting for her husband to come, guess what? All them things come right behind it. Now,
outside of faith,
it don't always happen like that. A woman got to make sure she's in a place where she see who this man is. Because guess what? That man could come up like a bum at the same time and be like, baby, listen here. God told me that you're my wife. And if you're not in a place in your mind spiritually, you won't know that, guess what? That is a diamond covered in coal. A diamond is still a diamond, even covered in coal.
Look, I'm trying to tell you.
So
if you
ain't
got
yourself
in a
place.
Joe, we got another tweet. Joe, this one is for you. One of our viewers would like to know, are you married?
No.
And she said,
let me tell you why.
I agree with a lot of stuff you say, Joe, And we did establish that you were saying that love comes along with the financial, where a woman, where a man would be able to, once he is finally in love with somebody, he's going to make sure that she has what she needs to establish their household.
Exactly. I mean, I totally agree. And again, I've been in like Jerry stated. I've been in a situation like that where he made it happen. You know, we done been through some things together. You know, we went through some time. So I do know how it feel to have somebody to go out there and grind and make sure that we had, you know, no matter what. Not saying we were just down like that, but like he pretty much stated, he knew what he had to do, and as a man, he made things happen. So I totally agree with what you're saying, but then I've been in a situation like that too.
Now, the key behind that is, the key behind all the love, though, is this right here. The key behind it, here's the key. Because you have people that can go out and do all those things that don't have, and like I say, it starts spiritual. They don't have God in their life. And then guess what? And when they don't have that, because love is about growth. It's not about, because guess what? You can be in love 20 times in your life. There's chemicals and there's all kind of chemistry that goes on with people. And guess what? It feels like love. But a real
okay, listen, Joe.
We only have like 3 minutes.
Hold on. I hear you. Listen, though. Joe.
Uh-huh.
Joe, are you really Denzel Washington?
Oh.
If I showed you a picture of my father,
King Cole ain't got nothing on me.
If I showed you.
Joe, we appreciate you calling in and your insight. I agree with a lot of points you said. Not every single thing, but some of the points you said, I did agree with you. And you are very well spoken.
He's very well spoken. And Mel just love it. You know, but
the men actually won today. The men won today. As usual, I'm always right, so I win every time.
I mean, you're
going to give it every week. You know what?
That was just going to say,
you win
every week.
You don't win every week,
you know what I'm saying? Because nobody said, okay, from my standpoint to where you saying, if you a man, you going to make sure certain things are taken care of when you find love. But I hear a lot of women say that it's unlikely that you find both, because you having this man out here doing this, you have lost a lot of love between them because they're not there. Sometimes they change. Like I said, I had one that changed his behavior towards me once he started getting money. And it wasn't a problem that you was going out getting the money. I had a problem with you changing because you thought now you're getting money, now you're out here doing certain things, and it's
he ain't never like you.
It's a whole other situation. And he probably didn't, but after a while, when he lost everything, after he lost the woman he didn't like, he really, it bothered him, because till this day, he still be calling me almost every single day.
We
got 1 minute before the show ends. We would like to thank Raquel Felton for stopping by the studio today with these cupcakes.
They were so good.
They are the bomb.
They are the cupcakes. Thank you.
So y'all got cupcakes? Y'all got cupcakes?
Shout out to Raquel Felton.
Y'all got cupcakes?
Facebook page. Oh, yeah, she stopped by the studio today. Too bad we didn't save you none.
Oh, okay.
Go to her page and look her up. She has the best cakes.
And also check out Nikki Durham page, Nikki D page. I'll also be posting a feature with Raquel and all of her treats. Turn up.
Mm-hmm.
Turn up Tuesday, y'all.
Love versus finance. And what Mel said he won today, true love. But to me, he's just talking about both of them.
He just need a thot. That's just all he needs.
That's what he got.
What's his name?
That.
Ain't nobody said none of that. That's all right. I ain't worried about it. Fuck y'all, man. Y'all ain't
trouble.
Shit. Who?
This
I did good today.
Your ass ain't got in trouble.
Thank you all for tuning in. Again, please go to Blog Talk Radio and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Go to our page on Facebook and follow
You can catch me on Twitter, man. Lace Front Killer at Lace Front Killer KILLA. Or you can catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair. You can catch me on Facebook at Miguel Mailman Esperanza, and you can catch me on the other Facebook at Miguel Esperanza. Yeah, all that good stuff.
And that is.
Anybody stun y'all?
You're